Happy holidays, everyone. In the spirit of the Christmas season, this week we're going to talk about giving and receiving. As this being the last commentary you're going to see before Christmas next week, I thought this would be a good opportunity to reflect on, as I said, giving and receiving. Now, that can be viewed in many different ways. I'm thinking of the markets this year, and they have certainly been giving to us in the form of the third year in a row of double-digit returns on the S&P 500. And we've been receiving, especially lately, a little more volatility than we had experienced throughout most of the year. But that's not where I'm going to focus our time today, on giving and receiving. I just had a wonderful conversation with a dear long-term client of 10 Capital about this time of year. He was dropping off a Christmas card. I gave him my family's Christmas card. We sat down in the lobby and just talked about the last 14 years of 10 Capital. We discussed and reflected all of the fun journeys we've been on over the years. And I think this time of year is a wonderful time to reflect. I know I've always done that. When you get past Thanksgiving, you're headed toward Christmas and into the end of the new year, you not only reflect on what you've been given and what you've received over that last year, but you start looking forward. And as I was having the conversation with this client and reflecting on what we've seen over the years at 10 Capital, the experiences we've had with clients, it just made me really reflect on how I view giving and receiving. And what I hope we are able to give to clients is that peace of mind. You have a partner here. We're so thankful for all the trust that you've given us over the years. And we take it as a massive privilege and honor to be able to walk through this journey with you financially and in all of those areas of your life that are really important to you. That's a real blessing and a real gift to us. And what we hope that you've received from us over the years, if you've been with us for a while, is relationship. And I would hope it would be comfort that we know you and your family. We have a plan in place, and that we're here to walk this journey with you, because this is a relationship. And this is the time of year when I reflect on relationships, because that's what I think this community is all about. Whether it's the community that we have here at 10 Capital with you as clients, or the community that we have internally amongst our colleagues, it is a wonderful team. The relationships that we have you are also wonderful. And we look forward to walking that journey side by side with you as we move forward into the new year. Now, speaking of the new year, next week's commentary will be just that, our last one before the new year. And we'll be setting the stage for hopefully what will be a prosperous and joyful 2026. Now, to sum up this conversation around giving and receiving, let's hear from some of our colleagues around gifts they've received over the years that they really enjoyed.
Daughter Hazel, she's been making me avocado toast whenever there's time in the morning. She's so sweet. And then her older brother, Oliver, 12-year-old, he's going through his pottery phase. He got access to a kiln. And so my gift for my last birthday present was he made tic-tac-toe vis-a-vis avocado toast here. So this has been one of my favorite gifts I've gotten. Anything the kids make is so fun.
All right, my favorite Christmas gift, I was in third grade and I got a regular Nintendo, NES. It was the coolest thing. We have it on VHS videotape. Not only was I jumping up and down screaming, my three younger brothers, they had no idea what it was. They were jumping up, they were so excited. They were hugging mom and dad on the video. I kept saying, I love you, I love you. I was so excited. Then we have videos of me playing the game and my little brothers just sitting around, and I thought I was like the best big brother. I'm like, hey, Morgan, if you want, you can come watch me play Super Mario Brothers. And now looking back, yeah, it's something that I want to be able to give to my kids, something that they could be so excited about that the whole family rejoices.
Back in 1996, it was the year that the N64 came out. And so it was very, very hard to get. You know, we open all the presents on Christmas morning. And, you know, there was like, oh, there's one more present they brought out. And it was the N64.
happened?
I was just shocked. I mean, I would think I probably lost my mind, but I was very, very shocked. I was very, very happy to say at least, but that I got the N64.
One of the coolest physical gifts that I received was actually a record player from my wife and several sets of like vinyl records. And I just remember that specific Christmas, she had a gift that she was really excited about. The boys had this Beyblades and they were fighting like each other forever, and it was a blast. And I was just like going through records and records, and then we were just sitting there and we were just enjoying family in the family room. And I think that to me was like one of the greatest Christmas days ever.
Told my oldest daughter about a little glass train that I had been given at my fourth birthday that got broken into kindergarten show and tell. And a few years back, that was what she asked Santa for, was a glass train to be able to give to daddy. And so the fact she was that thoughtful, that's certainly become my new favorite gift of all time.
The best gift I've ever given for Christmas is probably actually a terrible gift. It was the first time I tried to knit a blanket for my granny. And it was, the first part was super loose and you could stick your whole hand through. And then gradually by the end, I actually learned how to knit and it was good by the end. But overall, not really a great gift. But the best part about it was when she opened it, she like had the most joyful look on her face and was so excited just that I had tried to make something for her. And so even though it wasn't super great quality, it, you know, was kind of the thought and the joy of giving a homemade gift that made it so fun and sweet. And she loved it and used it. And now I have it again. So that's the best gift I've given.
As a kid, oh my gosh, the one that hit me the most was when I got a BB gun, actually. So I had wanted this BB gun for years and years and years. And finally, one Christmas, my grandfather got it for me. And I remember just breaking down when I got it, like crying as little kids do. And I still have the BB gun in my closet today. So it worked around and I still have both my eyes, didn't shoot them out.
As always, thanks for your time and trust today. Have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. We'll see you in the new year.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.